B-Pod Studios.
If there's a man to pray, I said if there is a man to pray, there is a God to answer.
I love it. Such a good, that song is great. This song is that's, I love this song.
It's got feel.
Yeah.
It's got soul.
Yeah, I love, I've never heard it.
Yeah, you don't listen to ZZ Top. You feel, you hear ZZ Top. You hear ZZ Top, man?
I feel it.
You're not a music man. But it's time for Bring the Heat. It is the Foles Faith Line. Brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. All right, hit the line, 610-771-9751. Leave your messages, and Andrew will comb through it, find the best of the best, and here's what came in the last 24 hours.
Anthony, it's Nick Foles. Three more games to go. I'm going to win them all. You know why? Because I can.
Yeah.
Poor Carson.
It's not Nick Foles. It's when you play that music, it's Nick Cold.
Nick Cold.
Nick Cold. I could use a cold one. What's next?
Oh, man, you guys came real close to it. Y'all were talking about Nick Foles and what you should call him. Nick the Redeemer. You towed the line of that for about 5 minutes. Try it out. See how it's
you.
Talk to you later, guys. Thanks.
Nick the Redeemer.
The Nick the Savior's better, though, I gotta tell you.
I don't know.
The Redeemer, you have to screw up yourself, and then you redeem yourself.
Well, he helps you redeem.
He saves.
Nick the Redeemer. It's a great word, Nick the Redeemer. It flows.
Well, you know the old...
You're right. The Savior trumps the Redeemer.
What was the old line about Bernie Perron? Only Jesus saves
the
more.
The Lord saves more.
Saves more than Bernie Perron. Well, Nick is the season saver. So yeah, he's the savior.
I agree. I think savior trumps. I think savior trumps them all.
Yeah.
Savior, it definitely trumps redeemer, but redeemer's a better word. Like Nick the Redeemer sounds better.
It does.
Than Nick the Savior.
Yeah. It's like Vlad the Impaler sounds cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Family Impaler.
Yeah. I knew you would be. Hey, a couple names real quick before we get to the next message. Tom Coughlin was a guy we loved to see lose with that cherry face. Another guy, Joseph, emailed me and said, John Tortorella. I love Torts. I don't like seeing that guy. I love that guy.
I hate Tortorella.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I love him.
No, I hate him.
He's one of those guys that doesn't bother me at all.
I hate him.
Yeah. This is for Sean Payton. Remember us, Sean? Back in that November game when you tried to embarrass us, you thought it was real funny running up the score, not thinking you're going to see us again this year. Guess what, buddy? We're back.
Yeah, we coming.
I like it.
We coming.
Sean, we coming, Sean.
Yeah. That Malcolm should give him the two bird salute in the pregame.
Yes.
Double bird him.
Here you go, Sean. Hey, yeah. Do the hey, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
You know the hey, yeah.
Is that a New Orleans thing?
No. That's a Philly thing. Hey, yeah.
Oh.
Hey, yeah.
This time, we coming.
That's right. Jason Peters said it. And it shall be. It's going to happen on Sunday. They'll fly down to Bourbon Street on Saturday, Ant. Little dinner. And then preparations for the 4:40 kickoff will be underway. Get out your beads.
So it's a great football weekend, man.
Four good games.
The Chargers-Patriots beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Harry and I both think the Chargers win the game.
Boy, knocking the Patriots out in the divisional round. That's the sign of an end of an era. Losing in the Super Bowl and then getting knocked out in the first round. Boy, that won't go well in New England for that squad. Remember last year, there was a lot of smoke around Brady and Belichick not being copacetic. They get
I'd be good for them to die.
Yeah, I'm ready to move on from that.
It'd be good for that whole dynasty just to die.
Yeah. What's next?
Hey, guys, do you think with this miracle win against the Bears in Soldier Field, do you think the fog has finally lifted over the Fog Bowl? Do you think the sports gods have finally rewarded us for our patience and we don't have to suffer the memory of the Fog Bowl anymore?
Well, that's a great question, though. Does this game
erase it?
Erase the Fog Bowl?
No.
No?
Nope. Nope. You can't erase history, Anthony. No matter how hard you try, you can't. Right. You don't want to.
Okay, but let me ask
you this.
Fog
Bowl is part of the charm.
If it's a Super Bowl run and you win the Super Bowl, does it erase? Because I would say yes.
It erases the heartache of the Fog Bowl?
Yes.
No, because you lived through that.
Nah, but guess what? Revenge.
No, I get it. If you played the Bears in the championship game, I may be able to buy in a little bit. It takes the sting away. No, it's not big enough. I mean, look, it's the Bears.
Well, look, you lost to the Saints twice in recent history.
No, I know. But the thing is now all those scars, we're like that scene in Jaws where Quint is lifting up his shirt. This was a 14-foot Mako, and they're comparing all their scars. That's the Philadelphia sports fan. You know, this is the NFC Championship loss to Carolina. This is the Super Bowl loss down in the Superdome to the Raiders. These are scars that you carry forever as a badge. You don't want to just erase them just because you want to look more aesthetically pleasing. You know, we got scars like we got a big one down our face. You know?
Your scar face.
Yeah. Yes. Say goodnight to the bad guy. What's next?
Oh, man, I cannot believe that we beat the Chicago Bears at that field goal right at the end. I can't believe it. I can't even speak properly. I just cannot believe that Tony Parkey thought he could hit a 53-yard field goal and then misses from the 40-yard yard line. That is just silliness.
So our man, that's Sam.
Sam, the man from England.
He said, I can't speak properly. Yes, he can.
Two more names for you that have come in. Jim Fossil.
That's
says
a good one.
Matt, when he was with the Giants. He would get the red face a little bit, too.
I agree. That's actually a good one.
And how about this one?
Who?
Your old buddy's, John Chaney's buddy.
Cal?
John Calipari.
Oh, he's eight to face.
He's big time, isn't he?
He's a big time eight to face.
There's a lot of guys in college sports.
He's eight. Oh, tons of college.
Yeah. Like Roy Williams, does he hate the face?
Yes, I hate Roy Williams.
Yeah, I knew you would.
I hate him.
Yes.
I hate Bill Self, too.
Yes. Another good. What about Gene Cady, who used to be the coach at Purdue?
I like Gene Cady.
He was not a handsome man.
And Bobby Kremins.
Bobby Kremins. What's next?
So I'm eavesdropping on New Orleans radio yesterday, and I hear these two guys that kind of sound like Cuz and Andrew talking like rednecks.
What?
And they didn't. You know, didn't even bring the game up. All they wanted to talk about was Nick Saban, you know. Yeah, he kind of deserved to lose, but yeah, we really like to have him back, LSU. I don't think they even know they have a game going on.
Well, that was a big deal down in Louisiana. This was a talking point.
Yeah, but they're big-time fans, though, those people. They love the Saints.
Yeah. But we got to go back to the beginning of that call. But they play the very beginning again, Andrew. Is that possible? Did you delete it? Okay. I just want to hear the beginning of the call again because
he said that Andrew and I.
You sound like rednecks. Well, that couldn't be more inaccurate.
No, I think he was saying that.
So I'm eavesdropping on New Orleans radio yesterday, and I hear these two guys that kind of sound like Cuz and Andrew talking like rednecks.
Oh, so they're saying they're two people just, but they're talking like rednecks. I think they're saying that you sound like a redneck. I'm going, what?
No, if Andrew and I would speak like rednecks.
Oh, okay. All right, that kind of hit me the wrong way.
He sounded like he had a southern little twang to him.
Yeah, he probably was. He's definitely from the south, a southerner.
That caller, yeah. He sounded like he had a little bit of a southern lilt.
You like the southern twang?
I do, yeah, I do. I like football. I like it.
But does it sound, see, a lot of people interpret the southern twang as being less than IQ.
I like the southern football.
Does it give you a feeling of a lessened IQ?
No, no.
But it does lend credibility to a football conversation.
It does. Yeah, no, it doesn't. I don't believe in that because otherwise Boston would be the most erudite accent.
Yes. What's next?
Wow. Landry Shamet was on fire. He hit 8 3-pointers. And then Embiid said, let me check your temperature, son, because you are on fire. Go Sixers.
He shot the lights out last night. 29 for the lad.
Yeah, I mean, nice. I mean,
that's not the answer to your problems.
No, it was good. It was good. The Wizards don't play defense, but
all right. All right, two more names came in. Mike from Del Ran said John Gruden.
I like Gruden, but
yeah,
I can see why.
I can see why for some people. I don't agree. And Mike also asked about Barry Switzer, who we did mention.
I'm missing somebody. I'm trying to. Who the heck? I'm missing an arrogant. One of these arrogant guys who want, you know, when I like on these roles that you're just a gym teacher.
Uh huh.
Who am I missing? I'm missing
a current guy?
I don't know.
Well, he's definitely got some recency.
I'm missing an NFL.
One of the ones that sticks out.
I'm missing an NFL coach who's just supremely arrogant.
You know, like Joe Gibbs wasn't a guy you hated.
Nah,
that Joe you loved to see lose. He was a gentleman.
Like your grandfather.
Yeah, exactly. What about Mooch? Steve Mariucci.
I'm ambivalent towards Mooch.
Okay. Anybody in Denver?
I don't think he's a good coach. What's that?
Any former Denver Bronco coaches, maybe? Or I'm trying to think of the good teams. Holmgren? You were a Holmgren fan.
I liked Holmgren. I loved Holmgren.
Yeah.
Holmgren was nasty.
How about Minnesota Vikings?
Nah, I don't like Zimmer.
Denny Green?
I like Denny Green.
Yeah.
He had a nice wave, like a nice...
Ended up in
Arizona.
He had
a nice face.
Nice... inviting?
He had like a nice face, like a nice man.
Yeah.
Denny Green. Right?
Okay, what about... Who was the idiot in Atlanta? Jerry Glanville. Not Doug Glanville.
Damn it. I was going to go Doug Glanville.
You were going to go Doug Glanville?
Not Brandy Glanville.
Who's that?
I don't know. Some Real Housewife
who?
Or something. Wow. Yeah, my wife watches that.
Wow.
What about Jerry Glanville? Did you like him?
Ambivalent.
All right. What's next?
After losing to Honey Jones, everyone was worried about the punting situation. Our punter right now is amazing, dude. He's booming it all the time. He never shanks one. What a great find, Howie. Okay.
Are you serious? The OK guy calls up about Cameron Johnston?
His only positive call all year is about Cameron Johnston.
What's wrong with the OK guy? He must be boozing.
That's cool. That's a great call.
Rex Ryan, is that your guy?
Nah. No, I hate the Rob Ryan.
Dude, the long hair?
Yeah.
He was annoying. How about, people are trying to get yours now. Bum Phillips or Tom Flores?
Wow, that's back in the day. I can't hate Bum. Bum was cool, man.
What about Tommy
like
Flores?
Southern, like he was Bum. Uh-huh. Bum Phillips used to the Oilers.
Yeah.
I don't like Tom Flores now.
No. He was coach of the Raiders, Nady.
Correct.
Yeah. We should have some disdain for him.
Yeah, we should hate him.
Yeah. What's next?
This could be the best case scenario as far as quarterback goes for the Eagles. You have Foles playing well, potentially take us to another Super Bowl. Wentz is hurt. You can't demand the same kind of money because of how much he's been hurt. So you get a franchise quarterback on a better contract, and you get Foles playing well now. Next year, you got Carson on a better contract than you would have had if he would have balled out this year. I love it, man.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to play out like that, but...
It's going to be interesting how it plays out. Franchise tag, Foles, and then they don't match, you get two first-round picks.
Right, but he can also buy himself out of that.
Not the franchise tag.
No, but if he picks up the option, he can buy himself out.
It'll be interesting to see how...
You're talking franchise tag costs you...
$25 million.
Yeah.
But then you trade him, and that team has control then. All right, a couple more names. Jim Harbaugh, when he's with the 49ers.
No, I like I love the Harbaugh family.
Do you? Okay. Somebody brought up Kota. How about Rick Pitino?
I actually liked him more than he's a crumb.
Creighton.
But I actually liked him more than
the white suit.
Yes.
How about Bobby Petrino?
Oh, he was horrible. He was horrible.
We brought up Dan Reeves. Yeah, Anthony likes Dan Reeves. I'm not a Dan Reeves guy. Although he was like an Argyle wearer. He liked the Argyle patterns.
He's a gentleman. Dan was a nice man. He came from the Landry. He was Landry's assistant.
Oh, okay. What's next?
Anthony, this is God. Thou sayest the 11th commandment, thou shalt maketh some noise. Come on.
Let's make some noise, come on.
Nice to hear you again, God. God checked in last Super Bowl run.
That's right. You had the exorcism going last year.
Yeah, remember that? We had everything. And God checked, God checked in, and it was great to talk to him, and thank God he's back.
There you go.
Thank him he's back.
Yes. That is the Bring the Heat line, the Foles Faith line. Great job by everybody today on the line.
Tremendous.
All brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. All right, a couple more names for you, Anthony. These are rolling in now.
Wow. Great. I enjoy it, though.
Rob, our guy right here. How about Dave Wannstedt and Brian Billick?
I don't like Billick.
I don't either.
I don't like Billick. I think he's a fraud, yeah. Billick.
What about Wannstedt?
He, I like,
of course,
Wannie.
Went to Pitt.
Wannie was, I was in Chicago when he was.
He had a good football mustache.
He took over. He took over for Ditka.
Yeah. Now I got a bunch of tweets because people kind of tune in at different times, and Matt goes, was Parcell mentioned? Everyone hates him, but you and I both do not hate him.
No, I like Parcells.
Yeah, I thought when Bill Parcells is coaching in the NFL is better.
Well, he was a guy just knows the game, you know.
Well, he was like a bully up.
Baldy told some great Parcells stories.
Did Baldy play for him?
Yeah, he loved him. He loved his brother. So Parcells coached his brother too.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved his brother.
Okay.
And he says some great stories, some great Parcells stories. Like, right. He'd just sit there in the middle of the locker room and just bust balls.
How about Greg Popovich? Chris suggests Pop.
I love Pop.
How about Stephen Muldoon says Pete Carroll? I like Pete Carroll. I'm a big Pete Carroll fan.
You're a big Pete Carroll fan?
I am. I love his demeanor on the sideline.
Like little Pete?
Well, he like runs around the sideline. I mean, I think he's the oldest coach in the league, and he's got tremendous energy.
No, I like
the positivity to him.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah,
I agree.
I even liked him back when he was coaching the Jets.
He's coached USC. Did a lot of like good things, mm-hmm. gangs and stuff. He's a good dude.
And last one for you, I think you and I all agree with this. This one from Tristan on Twitter. He said, "I loved seeing Bobby Cox lose."
Yes.
That's a great one.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
What about any Met managers?
Bobby Valentine, I would have hit with a hammer.
And what about a Boston Celtics coach? Like,
oh, my God, Bill
Chris
Fitch.
Ford?
Every Celtics coach.
Yes.
Bill Fitch, Bill Russell, the Heinsohn.
Brad Stevens.
Brad Stevens. I hate them all.
I'd take Brad Stevens in a heartbeat, though.
Casey Jones.
Oh, that's a
great one.
Mid-80s?
Yeah. Casey Jones. I hate him, too. He actually seemed like a nice man, but still a Celtic.
He's a gentleman.
Lakers? Bill Fitch had that Fitch face.
What about a guy like, let's look at Pat Riley.
I love Pat Riley.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How about the Zen Master?
Yeah, no, he was. It's funny; those two hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I like both of them. Yeah,
okay.
I covered both of them.
Any Philadelphia coaches that
Eddie Jordan?
That's a good one to try the Princeton offense, right?
You know,
Doug Moe.
Oh, he was horrible. He was a thief.
Yes,
he was the ultimate thief. You know who was the greatest disappointment as a Philadelphia 76ers coach?
Greatest disappointment?
The greatest disappointment. Not even close.
I don't know. Who are you thinking of?
Doug Collins.
Yeah, that's the first name that came into
my head.
Doug
Collins was a colossal disappointment.
Well, he got him in the
playoffs.
I remember being so excited.
He was a rock guy.
Run with us. Well, he was a great communicator.
Pray for Andrew Bynum?
Yeah. He was a great communicator. And then he up and left everybody high and dry. The way he left was bad.
He was a wackadoo.
Yeah. Well, he's a good broadcaster. We'll give him that.
I loved Doug. I mean, you know, he was one of those guys where you went, mm-hmm. I was so excited to get him.
And he understood the city and all that. And then he just up and left.
He was just weird. I don't know. Like, it was like he was lobotomized as the coach.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. And we'll take some calls when we come back, all leading up to Mikey Miss coming up at the top of the hour. We are at Andy's Diner in Conshohocken. It is the Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let me tell you about DraftKings Sportsbook. At playoffs are here. It's win or go home time. The divisional round is here. So we're just talking about some of the teams you might want to keep an eye on. Los Angeles against New England. You might want to look at Kansas City against Indianapolis. I think Dallas is a real shot against Los Angeles. And, of course, our squad. Oh, yeah. It's a fat eight. They're live. This week, DraftKings Sportsbook, you can place a bet on all the divisional round games. That's right. In addition to the over-unders, point spreads, player props, and live bets, DraftKings Sportsbook has special odds boosts on some of the most popular sporting events every day. With over 10 million bets having been placed to date on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, it's the number one mobile sportsbook in New Jersey, and DraftKings right now is based right here in the United States, not offshore, so you know your funds are safe and secure. As a special playoff bonus, all new users will get their first bet match up to $500. That's right. For a limited time, DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500 when you use code FANATIC at sign up. That's right. You sign on DraftKings.com or on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's code FANATIC when you sign up. DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500. No gimmicks, no playthrough requirements. Only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
One o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
All right, it's 1:30 live from Andy's Diner. My man, H. Mays. Good to see you, brother.
Living a good life.
H. Mays says his regards to the peeps.
Not a stress in the world, man.
No, he just came in, a couple beers.
Middle of the afternoon.
And he just wanders back out.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to go home. He's going to start cocktailing on the sectional.
Yeah.
Not bad.
1:30.
You kidding me? It's 5 o'clock in his world all the time. It's happy hour.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. A couple more names for you. Mike Krzyzewski, somebody brings up. How about Isaiah Thomas as a coach?
Yeah, I was not an Isaiah fan.
Mm-hmm.
He was, all the Dream Team guys hated him. You know that?
Yeah. What about Tommy Lasorda?
I love Tommy Lasorda.
Mm-hmm. Local guy.
Right from up the street.
Yeah.
Right here.
Jim O'Brien, the former Sixer coach.
Jim O'Brien.
Paulie Walnuts
hair. He's a local guy. He's not the most pleasant fellow, but he's a good coach.
How about Jeff Fisher?
Hate Jeff Fisher.
Do you?
Hate him.
I always thought he seemed like a nice man.
Nah, with that mustache, I hate Jeff Fisher.
Yeah, the porn stash.
I hate him. He was a hate to face.
How about Steve Lapis?
Nah, I mean, you know.
Some great ones. Bobby Knight?
He was mean.
He was. He was a bully.
He was a mean dude.
Yeah.
He scared me to death one time.
Did he really? You had a run-in with Bob?
So his whole world was crumbling. And so they go, hey, Indiana's got a game tomorrow night. Why don't you go do your Sunday stories, these big, long Sunday stories, on the demise of Bobby Knight. All right. So I go out to Bloomington, and I'm doing the whole thing, and go to the game, and you know, he got accused of all these different things. So, of course, he wants to talk about the game, and I'm doing this bigger story. Now, he's not going to talk to me. So I ask a couple questions at the news conference. You know, gives you the glare. I'm not answering that garbage. You know,
not one of those dignify guys. That with a response.
You know, one of those things. And then afterwards, I was like, I said, listen, coach, I'm here to run a story. I'd love to get your side and talk to you. You know, I'm not talking to you. Go back to New York.
No, he had no time for you, man.
No, he was nasty, too.
Yeah.
I don't blame him. I wouldn't talk to him. I wouldn't talk to me either, but.
No, this is our girl came in the other day, right?
I love Sheila. No.
That was Edith.
No, Sheila, that was Edith. Sheila from Overbrook is a great 4 for 4 fan.
I am.
Just now.
She is.
What's up, Sheila?
Yeah. What do you say, Sheila? Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year. Let me tell you something. First things first. This is a great show.
Thank you.
No, y'all pull this off big time. I love it. What comes to mind is We All We Got, We All We Need, that's you and Jason. It's a tight act. It's good.
We All We Got, We All We Need.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a good... That's completely honored, my love. No, it's true, though. It's a great... The only thing, it goes so quickly. Like, those 4 hours go so quickly, and I'm like, and then you guys are handing off. But, you know, Mikey ain't no slouch either. So what I wanted to talk about there was just a few things. I think this whole spiritual thing really kicked off with your pilgrimage to the Link. Remember that?
Yeah. I remember it. That's true.
No. I'm talking about a few weeks ago, you came in.
Years ago.
No. I'm talking about...
Oh, my God. When I was sitting in front of the Lincoln Financial Field.
When you made your journey, sat there and you did needed to do, and it just kind of kicked off this whole spiritual thing, and it got rolling. And so we owe a lot to that.
You're right. You know, I was a curmudgeon. I went to curmudgeon, and I remember sitting in front of the Link. That's right, just staring.
Yeah, I remember when you said that. And I saw not only was it like a good move, but it was real, real humble on your part to even say that you did it. So, you know, that brought
I hate being on the outs with the people. It's no fun. You know, your own team, you know, like it's your squad. You don't want to. You don't want to be on the outs with your own team.
Sometimes your own brain gets in the way.
Would have gotten on the air and said they did that. They would have done it, but they would never have mentioned it. I just really wanted to touch base. I haven't talked to you since around, like, I don't know, Super Bowl. It's been a long time.
Don't be a stranger. What's the matter with you?
It's been a long... And let me say, Jason...
What do you think about our Sixers, too, Sheila? What do you think of them?
Listen, what's not to love? My son and I are going down to a game. I haven't been to a game, a pro basketball game, since Todd McCullough went to, what's the team he went to when he left?
Oh, man, Todd
McCullough,
wow.
That's how long I've been since I've been. I went to see him at the Garden.
And you loved the Sixers.
Yeah, I did. But so, yeah.
I know you loved AI was your man.
Yeah, but I'm my son and I will be going in the next couple weeks.
Good.
We're going to one. But let me tell you this real fast, man. So last Sunday, right, I ended up getting 20 minutes of sleep because I worked the overnight at Jason's favorite supermarket. We're not going to call it
name. Oh, you're at the Wegmans.
Supermarket. So I do the overnight there. I got 20 minutes sleep, and it was worth every... Oh. I felt like I was on a hangover, and I'm doing it again this week.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. It's worth it.
Enjoy it, Sheila. We got to move on, but thanks for the call.
It's 24 hours you're...
Kidding me? I was there last night. Evan goes, I want some Chinese food. And I said, well, I don't. So what do? You go right to the Wegmans. He can get the Chinese food. I made a nice salad for the old lady to bring home from the salad bar.
They have Chinese food at the Wegmans?
And everything. Sushi, soups. They got everything. You never been to the Wegmans?
No.
Oh, my God. It's a religious experience.
Really?
You should go park out in front of the Wegmans and look at that for an hour, like you did the Lincoln Financial Field.
Where's the Wegmans?
One in King of Prussia, right up the road here. You want to stop in?
Yeah.
It's a great place.
Kind of loyal to my, my Whole Foods.
Yeah. Well, you should try different things. Variety's the spice of life, brother.
A lot of yoga pants at the Whole Foods.
Yeah. Well, I go to the Whole Foods and I got to fill out a mortgage application before you check out. It's insane. You get like a little bag of kale.
Right.
And it costs you an arm and a leg. They're asking for my firstborn at checkout.
Yeah, listen, I would be lying to you if I said I was a regular supermarket.
Yeah, I can't see you with as they say in England, buggy.
Every once in a while, I go to the ShopRite.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
And your deli meats and stuff? No, you ain't getting that there.
No, I cook the I get my stuff. I make the. I do the Sunday meatballs for the kids.
Mm-hmm. You do that every week? Is that like a tradition at the Gargano household?
Yes.
Okay, that's a good thing to have every week. Yeah, huh? Absolutely. 610-632-0975. That is the number. Let's go to Keith on the Fanatic. How you doing, Keith?
Hey guys, how are you doing?
What's up?
Good, buddy.
Hey, check this out. I'm up in upstate New Jersey, and I can't get you guys, so I'm listening to the New York station. And Michael Irvin has like a weekly spot on their show, and he was just saying how if it comes down to the championship game, he would rather go to New Orleans than have the Eagles come into Dallas. And he actually said his words are, he's scared to play the Eagles.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Like it was that. Probably about an hour ago.
Foles like factor. It's the Foles factor, Keith.
Yeah, no doubt. So anyway, that's all I wanted to say. I just want to let you guys know.
Thanks, brother.
Well, it's the double. Right. There's a couple factors.
Good stuff.
Let's dig into that real quick. A couple of factors. One, double in-season revenge against a division opponent.
I couldn't agree with Michael Irvin more.
Yep. Two, the magic of Nick Foles. Just the divisional aspect and revenge levels a playing field if the Cowboys were markedly better, which they aren't.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, the Cowboys, they got to face the Rams and Jared Goff and Van Der Esch.
I actually think they could beat them.
Van Der Esch is a big factor in that game, right? I think they can beat him, too. My dream is alive.
So are you going to root for the Cowboys? Is that what I'm kind of hearing?
I have to. I'm not.
Yeah, the Eagles are the last game.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not like, God forbid, the Eagles lost, then you'd root against the Cowboys.
See, herein lies the double-edged sword of all double-edged swords. Because the Cowboys play Saturday, and if you want the Eagles to face the Cowboys, you have to have a very strong belief that the Eagles are going to beat the Saints. Because the last thing you want is the Cowboys to win and the Eagles to lose.
They'll be calling, right.
Yes. And they'll be rubbing our noses in.
Right, you don't want that.
And they'll go, oh, you guys just said we haven't won a Super Bowl in forever. Well, you guys are out and we're still in.
Right, you can't have that.
We can't have that. So the only way I'll be, not I won't root for the Cowboys because I'm incapable of that. But the only way I will prefer the Cowboys to win is if by Saturday I have a strong, committed feeling the Eagles are going to win on Sunday.
Okay.
So
well, that makes sense.
It's a conundrum.
I think you just got to root against the Cowboys.
Root against them no matter what?
Yeah, even because here's the scenario. Yeah, root against them because if they lose, then they're dead. So you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
If they win, you still have your scenario alive.
Okay. So it's a win-win.
Correct.
Well, that's a great way to look at it. All right. 610-632-0975. And we're exercising a muscle we use often, which is rooting for the Cowboys to lose.
Correct.
So we're in a comfortable spot.
Familiar.
Yeah. We're back after this from Andy's Diner in Conshohocken, right after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, let's talk about Parks Casino, because we're at Andy's Diner now, but on Friday we're going to be at the beautiful new sports book at Parks Casino, right off the street road exit of I-95. Parks Casino is Pennsylvania's number one casino, and so close to everywhere in the Delaware Valley. The Parks Casino Sportsbook is open today to the public for testing from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. Sports betting will officially launch at Parks Casino tomorrow at 2 p.m., pending PGCB testing and approval. The Parks Casino Sportsbook is a game day destination. All right, we were there last week. It looks outrageous. Sports betting hotspot for the NFL, MLB, NBA, college sports, soccer, boxing, MMA, golf, tennis, you name it. Amazing viewing experience with HD TV screens everywhere. The 16-by-9-foot screens that can show 28 games they can play at the same time. Outrageous. 7 live teller windows, full service bar, comfortable seats to watch the games, 26 self service kiosks. And coming very soon, Parks Casino will be also offering sports betting at South Philadelphia Turf Club. Sports betting at the Valley Forge Turf Club to open later this year, and permanent sports book to open in mid 2019. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay.
That was a Crossbow John we just saw.
Crossbow John? That's a good name.
Yeah, Crossbow John.
Hunter?
Hunter. He's a hunter.
A lot of people checking in about Wegmans, Anthony. You got to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, I'm not a, what's the allure?
There's way more than a supermarket. There's a whole pub in there. There's, you can buy the wine, everything.
I don't understand a pub, but I'm going to a pub. I can go to a,
I saw a nice Dancing Bear.
There's a million pubs I can go to, you know what I'm saying?
The Grateful Dead Dancing Bear beer there yesterday I saw they were selling. It's not just a supermarket. It's an experience. One you should frankly have. As a man with a diverse palate as yours, you should go.
I'm sure it's great. Just feels...
I'm going to take you. After the season, after a broadcast one day when we're in one of the areas, I'm going to take you over.
Right.
Let you experience it. It's a religious experience.
Feels kind of contrived. Like there's too much
Trust
going
me,
on.
It is not. It is not.
All right, listen, whatever you say. Like I haven't been here, so.
I'll let you experience it, and then we'll get a full blown review. All right?
And then you got it.
We got to check our poll question. It's brought to you by Roofing Nation. Get a brand new roof for as low as $7,900 plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation at 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. And it's basically the confidence meter for where you are right now. Eagles Saints coming up on Wednesday. How are you feeling at the moment for the game on 440 on Sunday? 59% of the people say they're slightly confident. 18% say sky high in confidence. 17% say lacking
sky high, huh?
confidence, and 6% now say they're not confident at all. The skeptics is what they are. So we feel good, though. I'm feeling
you started
better. And better.
It, you yeah. sound a lot better. You know, you were almost morose
yeah.
when the show opened.
Well, it's the moments of weakness, like when I get in the car and I'm by myself. It's strength in numbers. When I have Eagle fans on the phones and the Robbie here and the Joe and all the guys and you... I feel strength in numbers, but when I'm alone, I'm vulnerable to the devil that's on my one shoulder.
Makes sense. That's why we connect as human beings.
Yeah, that's why the devil.
We do.
The devil's strategic when he tries to get you.
Right. There is strength in numbers.
Yeah.
It's true. I'll tell you, I speaking of when Sheila called, then she brought up, and I was sat in front of Lincoln Financial Field a few weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
I went, you know what? I got the itch. I sat in the back of the bank.
Citizens Bank Park?
Correct.
What, back behind the scoreboard area?
Yeah, so like where the outfield is, where you can go up, you can go down.
Darien Street, yeah.
So I it was like dead, and I sat there for about 5 minutes.
Yeah? Visions of Harper?
I was dreaming a little baseball.
Yeah?
I love going around there when nobody's around.
There's something that... I agree with you. I like an empty stadium. There's something that's really cool about it, spiritual. When I went to Penn State, I used to go to Beaver Stadium. I'd ride my mountain bike up to Beaver Stadium and just ride it around the outside and look at it.
See that, yeah.
You know? And I love going to get to the Wells Fargo Center for a Flyers game early. And I always go out and, go out by the bench area and just look at the stands and look at all the seats and everything. Because you know the building's going to come alive.
Yes.
To varying degrees.
That's true.
But
I used to like to walk the ramps to the vet.
Yeah. I always wanted to skateboard those ramps.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like getting all the way up the top and then just going down the ramps. I thought it would be fun. You know, concrete.
Yeah.
It was menacing looking, wasn't it? You see they're tearing down the Campbell's Field over there? Started the teardown yesterday over in Campbell?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter yesterday that they're tearing it down.
Did you see who got the Browns job?
Yeah, how about that? Kitchens. Yeah. And Greg Williams was rumored to be one of the... front runners for that gig, and they called him in today, and they canned his ass.
Yeah.
So he'll get a job, though, as a defensive coordinator.
Right, but, I thought he actually had a chance for that job.
Yeah. If Schwartz were to leave, would you be willing to take a run at a guy like Williams? He's crazy.
Nah, if Schwartz leaves, you know where I'm going.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, you got vested option.
Yeah, well, whether I was friendly with him or not,
you still like
my boy. Guy's a great coach. Guy should be coaching somewhere.
Come up under,
let alone JJ. If you get a chance to get him here.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how this plays out, and you know, there's a lot on Jim Schwartz's plate this week. That's for sure. We know that. He's got a tough task at hand facing Drew Brees in this offense. Whew, I hope he was listening to you earlier when you broke it down. Mikey Miss is coming up next. What's today? General Knowledge Wednesday for Mikey Miss?
Yeah, always. I love the general knowledge.
All right. Let's stay tuned. Mikey Miss is coming up next. And our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. So we'll be back tomorrow, in studio tomorrow, on a Thursday, getting pumped up for this game, and we'll break it all down coming up tomorrow. Thanks, everybody here. Rob, Joe, everybody, the whole staff, Andrew back at the station. Great job today. And we crank it up tomorrow, and we see, Anthony, if this confidence swells as we get closer like it did the Super Bowl. All right?
I can't wait. Now you're in that mode. Wednesday's down. Put the X through it.
We'll find out tomorrow on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.